My name is Charlie and I'm a compulsive eater, and it's a privilege to be here today. I've been a little bit nervous. Oh, thank you. Yeah, I've been getting in the way a little bit, and it's not about me, it's about you, it's about us, and it's about higher power as well. And I am loving the chance to plug in today and yesterday and tomorrow. I'll say a bit more about that later. I would love to say that I'm a spiritual giant, but that would be a lie. So I'm not going to do that. I'm just the bloke who was on the reserve list who got the phone call. And I'm delighted to have a go. I've been asked to say something about my kind of qualification to be here and my abstinence. I may forget and say God when I should be saying God of my understanding. So if I do that, please understand God of my understanding. Please adjust pronouns as you wish. I came to OA in 2019, really, really beaten. At the beginning of the year, my relationship had broken up. I had been seriously ill for about a year. I'd lost my job, my cat had died, and one or two other things. And I was feeling fairly sorry for myself and had come to the conclusion that I might actually need help. It might be something that I couldn't deal with on my own. I went to my first meeting in Street Lane in Leeds. I've been abstinent most of the last 5 years, but not all of the time. And currently I've been free of all of my red food and binging since Easter last year. I have a sponsor. I have a food fellow. My food fellow is somebody, we send each other's our food plans. I send mine in the evening for the next day. They send theirs in the morning for the same day. I'm working the steps with my sponsor, although actually most of the time I'm living in steps 10, 11 and 12, which kind of sounds like, oh, I only have to do three, but actually it turns out I have to do all of them. Yes, this includes inventory, prayer and meditation, readings, pausing, if I remember, and asking for guidance, outreach and working with others in various ways. I find service is really, really important for me because it's lovely to do, surprisingly, perhaps, but it is. And it's really important for my recovery to do that. And constantly looking for new ways of plugging in and trying to live less. Well, I am living much less as a fearful, controlling, closed, critical, impatient, isolating, dishonest person, given to selfishness, dishonesty, resentment and fear, and more in love, acceptance, courage, openness, patience, community, honesty, and of course, most important, dependence on the higher power. So I need to declare an outside interest. I am in other fellowships. This was not my first 12-step fellowship. I was brought up with a belief in a higher power. When I was 19, for some reason, I thought there was a binary choice between going to Paris for a week with this girl that I really fancied, or believing in God. That was the beginning of a long period with no God. And the girl didn't come to Paris either. So eventually, having ceased to believe, I hit a very serious rock bottom at the age of, 33, 34. I tried earnestly to kill myself and then found that I'd failed, unfortunately, as I saw it. And then I bumped along the bottom for another 3 years before finding a fellowship that I really, really needed to be in, and being really surprised to find everything that I've been looking for, really, pretty much everything that I've been looking for. I went to my, well, before I went to my first meeting, and I won't say what the fellowship is, it doesn't matter. Before I went to my first meeting, I made a phone call in a totally joyless, hopeless state. Calm, but joyless and hopeless. Made a phone call and felt very encouraged. The guy wanted me to go to a meeting that night. That was much like commitment for me. But I went to one 2 days later, and by a miracle, between the phone call and the meeting, hadn't touched something that I had touched daily for decades. And I got into that first meeting. And what happened, it was much like it's been here today. Look around the room, and I saw people, and I thought, I want what you've got. Have I gone too quiet? Is this okay? All right, thank you. So there were a lot of people in there who were laughing and joking and relaxed. They looked really comfortable in their own skin. They made great eye contact. Not everybody in the room, probably, but I noticed that a lot of people were like that. And when the first person, when the main share happened, almost all the details of the story were different from mine, but I identified with practically everything he said. And I walked out of that meeting with a bit of hope for the first time in literally years, having in 1 hour heard more honesty than I'd probably heard in those 3 years. And I thought, gosh, maybe I belong here. I think I belong here. I'm going to keep coming back. So I did that. A lovely man agreed to sponsor me. And he's taught me many things, one of which is to start the day with gratitude. He says, and I think of him as something like a spiritual giant, and he's still my sponsor now. And he says that in order to make conscious contact with his higher power, he has to find some real gratitude in his heart first. Yes. So, as a result of all of that, I found that I had a daily reprieve, and it was contingent on maintaining and growing my spiritual condition, which for years and years and years I did, and then I stopped doing. I was just winging it a bit too much and just stretching myself a bit too thin and not replenishing my recovery enough. Until eventually I found myself in the state where, as I described, I went to my first OA meeting. And what happened there? Pretty much the same as in the other first meeting that I went to. It was a smaller room. There weren't very many. I guess there were probably about 10 people in the room. It was quieter. There was a script. I wasn't used to there being a script. Didn't matter. And there was a feeling of something special in the room. And I knew I belonged. I knew I was safe. I knew I was going to keep coming back. I knew I wasn't willing to put the food down, but I knew I was going to keep coming back. So I did that, and you welcomed me, and you taught me what it's about, and you answered my endless questions about, yes, but how do you do food in this fellowship? Are there some instructions? No. So as a result of that, again, I found more conscious contact with my higher power. I've worked much harder at my recovery, and I'm grateful for all of that. I want to tell you about some other things. It seemed to me, looking back, once I got into recovery, and more as I get older, I think actually higher power was opening the window to me frequently, perhaps not frequently, but, you know, fairly regularly, and just saying, hey, Charlie, still here. do you need any help? And there are some moments that I remember there are like the moment when I wasn't a happy child. I wasn't a miserable child, but I was a slightly wary child, not very open. And there was one day, I think I was about 9, 10, 11, and I just woke up and felt sunny. I woke up sunny side up, and I was sunny all day. And I look back on that, and I think higher power was showing me what my life can be like. And I come here, and I think, you're showing me what my life can be like. My higher power, you don't need to know what my higher power is. My higher power works for me. And I can see that your higher power works for you. And I want to learn what you have to say. And I think one of the joys of fellowship is we turn up and we tell each other our stories. And in just the same way, I can phone you and say, my contact with my higher power is getting a bit threadbare. Can you help? Can you tell me what? Can you tell me about your higher power? What's your relationship? How do you do higher power in your life? And I've done that in more than one fellowship with a number of different people. You know, just the old adage, somebody where you think, I want what you've got. And I've done that outside this fellowship with people in my religious home, for example. I don't have to do it on my own. I keep thinking that I do because that's the default setting of my head. But I keep learning that A, I can't, but B, there is hope. And of course, that is the spiritual principle of step two, hope. And I'm feeling a lot of that because I'm here with you lot. And I'm very grateful for that. And I've really enjoyed hearing, for example, with the speed sharing this morning, really enjoyed hearing what a lot of people had to say in answer to those questions. And I hope I remember some of it. and I hope I remember everything else that happens today. So I'm going to stop there and say thank you.
Thank you, Charlie.